Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, President Obama giving his first press conference yesterday, carried live on WAMC, and this is the first since his re-election. He dealt with things like the fiscal cliff, saying he would not agree to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, and he also had to deal with this scandal going on with the head of the CIA, David Petraeus, and the General George Allen.
David, I thought that the press conference that he gave was the best thing that I have seen him do in all time, including during the entire election. He was confident. He was happy. He clearly was content with what he was saying. I thought his approach on the Petraeus thing was more than adequate. He handled himself with great dignity. But I thought his great moment came in responding to McCain and Lindsey Graham. Apparently, this is a fight that has been brewing for quite a while. John McCain is still not over, apparently, his loss 2 times ago, and has been looking for any excuse to attack the president. And in attacking Susan Rice, he really picked a bad spot. The president just said, look, you want to fight? Fight with me. Don't fight with somebody who takes the intelligence that we give her, goes to the United Nations and does it. And by the way, a lot of the analysts have been saying this is exactly what Condoleezza Rice did in Iraq. And nobody really criticized her for doing that. So the best thing that we could say right now is that the way in which the passion that was shown by the president in defending Susan Rice was something that everybody in America could understand, relate to, and admire him for doing.
Well, and then to the issue of bipartisanship and, you know, drawing the line in the sand about the Bush-era tax cuts and on the other side, you know, also standing up for their principles. Do you think we're going to have an agreement?
I think there's no question that we have to have an agreement on the cliff. Everybody knows, look, the stock market is not confident. It's been going down for days. Everybody knows that if they don't do it, somebody's going to get blamed. And in this case, I think it becomes the obstructionism of the Congress. Look, the president is brilliant. What he says is that the middle class tax cuts have to be protected. He's talking to everybody in America except for a very small fraction. And they will make a deal. That's my prediction.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, David.